This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. On today's show, we continue our conversation with Sydney Johnson, who's president of the Kentucky Young Farmers Association, as she talks about the 50th anniversary farm tour taking place this weekend in western Kentucky.
Saturday, we'll be starting off with the visitor center and just kind of wrapping up with the impact that all of these agriculture businesses have on this area and just exactly what Hopkinsville has with the agriculture. And then we'll be going to Hampton Meats and doing a walkthrough of Hamptons and just what a great place Hampton Meats is and how much they have expanded over the last few years. So we're really looking forward to that. Going to Christian County Extension Office and we'll have a drone demonstration, do lunch, and then wrap it up and have our business session. And we're just really looking forward to having everybody here and showing off our little corner of the world.
Celebrate 50 years. Pretty exciting. Do you have any idea how many people are coming? You got people from all over the state, I'm sure, coming.
We do. We've got about 120 signed up so far, so registrations are still coming in. If anybody's interested, they're welcome to reach out to me, and we will get them lined up and get ready to go with us.
Certainly get them hotel, figure out hotel reservations, everything they need to come here locally and visit.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to hosting everybody. We'll be at the Holiday Inn down by the convention center, and we'll have transportation lined up for everybody. So we're looking forward to it, but we'd love to have some local participation as well. We've got quite a bit of local participation, so we're looking forward to introducing our locals to the young farmers and hopefully get everybody involved.
What's it like for you, Sydney, to lead this organization, to lead the young farmers this year?
Oh, it's been a dream. I really enjoy this organization. It gives back so much, just being able to have these education programs for farmers out there to where they can get a little bit of resources. Maybe we're making connections for them to where that they might not have had an idea of the connections beforehand. The Young Farmers is a great organization, and it's given back a lot to me, and it kind of ties into what I do with the elevator. So I've really enjoyed working with this organization.
I think it's fantastic to have that opportunity to bring it back here at home and to see what you're doing. And to lead this organization, you've got groups all over the state of Kentucky, but you guys work hard to keep the information you're giving to your farmers out there, whether it be central, eastern, western Kentucky, or wherever, very relevant today.
Oh, absolutely. And being time with KCTCS, we've got great leadership. We've got great resources with the KCTCS group. So we're keeping our information relevant and being able to tie in exactly what farmers need, whether it's maybe a diversification idea or new technology or just what they might need. So we're able to keep very relevant with that, working with Extension as well.
So if folks need more information about your 50th anniversary tour, how can they find that out?
And they can absolutely reach out to me. My name is Sydney Johnson. My phone number is 270-265-1199. I'd love to talk with anybody that's got any interest in it.
You have Facebook website as well. People can go there and register.
We do. So you can register online, go to our Facebook page, and it'll have links there. But we're the Kentucky Young Farmers Association.
Our guest today, Sydney Johnson with Kentucky Young Farmers Association. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass. Thank you.